I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Trawling for Deep South Doppelgangers. I am playing hide and seek today, trawling a flea mall for obscure books to adopt in order to surprise my bookshop customers. The thrill of the search distracts me from the unsolvable challenges of daily life. The market's scattered browsers are all looking for their special interests, their fond memories. Me, I look for books and their buddies, documents, periodicals, maps, globes, and the like. Some books hide themselves in undusted stacks. Some call out to me. Others cringe and keep silent. Anyhow, I'm having fun seeking and adopting these paginated orphans. I clean them up, inspect and shelve them, pass them on to proper foster homes. Oh, look, Granddaddy used to have one of these in his store. A musical voice chimes from one of the dealer cubicles. It is the voice of my sister, but I don't see my sister anywhere nearby. I stop to listen and verify. Oh, I had one of these in the third grade, Sister Barbara's light chuckle accompanies her observation. Damn, it really is my sister. What is she doing in this flea-bitten place? She lives far away and seldom drives long distances alone. Still can't find her, though. I am peeking around corners and through antique displays to see whether I can sneak up on her. Her pleasant patter continues, but it seems to move away from me as fast as I stalk her. That laughing voice again. I forget about books and strive to see her close up and in person. I spot the source of her laughter. A woman, her size and shape, has her back to me. She is with someone I don't know. I freeze in place. What if she is secretly visiting an old friend and doesn't wish to be discovered by her baby brother? Is this a relative? A covert lover? Is she living more than one life? Finally, my mind stops racing when I see her face. It's not Barbara. It is merely someone who is identical to her, someone whose DNA has perhaps by chance turned up in a stranger she'll never meet. No use going up to this person to share anecdotes about coincidence and lineage. She just might think I'm a weird little old man seeking conversation, which I am. I slink away to another part of the mall and resume trawling for books, my net cast wide. But now and then, I hear Barbara's voice. Now and then I recall the wondrous lives we have led. Now and then I need to hear her voice. Guess I'll give her a call tonight.